Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in. It is Dom time. All right, here's a catastrophe. Millennials and younger just saw this. It's out there all over the place now. Some new census data. Millennials and younger are the new U.S. majority. Oh, man, we're in capable hands right now. This at Philly.com, Associated Press. Millennials and their younger siblings now make up the majority of the U.S. population. A new analysis by the Brookings Institute shows that 50.7% of U.S. residents were under the age of 40 as of July 2019. I didn't know millennials, Dan, go up. The oldest millennial is 39, they claim.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. The number 30 is always stuck in my mind, but I realize it's the term has been coined. It's been around for a while. All right, so the combined Generation X. So, again, 50.7. Now, what's going to be interesting, given that voting block, 50.7 are in that, how many are going to turn out? What percentage do we expect to turn out of that voter block, millennials and young, particularly the younger component? If they do, then Democrats will win. But we'll see. You would think, if you can't vote in this election with the consequences, when are you going to vote? All right, we're going to talk with State Senator Scott Martin here in a moment. I just think this is such a big deal. If your kid, or if you ever played high school ball, and over the weekend I was telling someone this, I have regret that I never suited up for then Bishop Newman, now St. John Newman, I'll admit it. And I was good enough, I believe, and I believe it today. Bill played, Dan played at their schools a bit, even if it's a bit. So if your kid is able to play some sport here in the fall, the PIAA, they're the ones that come up with all the rules and all. They say, hey, it's not us. We're fine with spectators if following CDC and state guidelines. It's Harrisburg. It's Governor Wolf and Rachel Levine again. They don't want any spectators at high school sports. Now, just think of the insanity of this. All right, some powerhouses. If your school is a powerhouse at football, whatever, you have to limit it in some way, given what we're talking. I get that. But there's all kinds of other fall sports that go on where you as a parent will never get to see your kid, particularly if they're a senior, right? Maybe they finally made the varsity. Maybe this is going to be their 1 year, their big time. Maybe they're a scrub that gets into for just a moment. Whatever it might be. Here's why I really resent this, and I don't know if Senator Martin, there's a big petition out there a lot of people are signing. I don't know if he agrees with this. I resent this because this is another example. Wolf, Murphy, progressives, anything that protesters do, despite, and we have a cut of Jim Jordan finally getting Dr. Fauci to say it's not a good idea having these protests for so many reasons, vis-a-vis the virus. Never. The virus doesn't dare. That's First Amendment. The virus has nothing to do. It won't go near that, right? You know it and I know it. That's crazy talk. Yet, when it comes to things that are important to people, the governor, Rachel Levine, and others throw the book at that. That is not as important. So the only thing, now, let me see if I can think of anything else. It's the protest. They have to be allowed. Going to the funerals, for example, the other day of John Lewis. The mayor waived the quarantine rule for people coming back, many of them from Congress and the like, that were at that funeral. They don't have to do it. But if you're coming from that state, which is one of the states that's questionable, Georgia, you have to self-quarantine by law, by rule. Why the double standard? Because they make it up as they go along. You mean to say we couldn't have a small number of at least parents slash guardians at these fall sports? All right, joining us is Senator Scott Martin. He joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. I believe he's in the Lancaster area, his major offices. Hey, Senator Scott Martin, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on. It's great to be on.
Tell me why you picked up on this. The survey is going leaps and bounds. It's getting a lot of people, not just parents, I assume, that are making the point, come on now. Tell me why you picked up on it.
Well, you know, for a couple of reasons. First and foremost, with the safety plans being put in place by school districts, not only for reopening, but also for their sports programs, and as the start of the season was about to come up, it really got on the radar right away to a lot of those families that, you know, the governor's guidance would not allow spectators in for K through 12, you know, sports activities. For me personally, as a youth sports coach, but more importantly as a parent too, as well, to think about the fact that we could have these, you know, large outdoor venues, and not be able to have people, you know, be responsible in terms of spacing themselves out to even watch their own children, especially as it's been going on in and out of our communities. I just listened to your talk about protests. There's youth leagues that have been going on through a good portion of the summer. You know, we have Spooky Nook Sports here in Lancaster, and you have family members who are going to those athletic events. It really makes no sense, and I believe there is a safe way to do it, and they should trust the people to be able to do that.
Well, absolutely, but to me, again, it's the double standard, Scott, that and it's just small to do this. Because a great joy as a parent, I coach my kids, as you probably did, and you said you're a youth coach. And when your kid, even if they're a scrub, that moment, I don't know about you if you played ball in high school. I got cut. I was at a powerhouse basketball, and I got cut. But even if you make a cameo, that's why people go nuts when that senior comes in right at the end. They were riding the bench all those years. Or they throw him in. They were just on the JV. And they score a basket. That's a moment you don't forget. You got to think about things like this when you're making these rules.
You know, some of my best memories, I had a long athletic career in football and wrestling, and some of my most fondest memories were of my family and loved ones supporting me there. You know, and the irony of this, I could tell you in my youth sports, is the fact that their parents are actually mandated to have someone at practice in case somebody gets hurt. And that's typically been the rule of this generation, but here you can't go and watch them. And you hit the nail on the head. Consistency, when making these various, you know, rules out there of how the community is going to be, has been very lax all along. People are very tired of anyone picking winners or losers. And from this standpoint, this is a no-brainer in my mind with everything else going on in the world, that if the schools can be trusted enough to create their own reopening plans, to create their health and sports plans, they're certainly capable of also coming up with a plan for allowing their parents to come see their kids in an outdoor athletic field.
Yeah, you're right. Tennis and field hockey. I don't think they set attendance records. That's the whole idea. It's the parent that's there. One of them takes off. This is one of the things, too, that we've coached, and rightfully so, new dads. You got to be there for your kids. You know, and one of the ways you do that is going to their dance recital. Or if you're lucky, as you and I were, well, I don't know about you, but I was lucky with the two sons, their athletic type of stuff. You know what I mean? I would have killed to get there. And I could just see parents sneaking on or doing whatever, particularly if your kid as a senior finally is tennis. I mean, how many people are attending a tennis event? Come on.
Yeah, and we've run into that a lot. There, you know, folks really know they want to love and support their kids. They saw what happened with you know, the kids losing their proms and their graduation ceremonies earlier this year, and a lot of their spring sports too. Here we are; they're trying to do things responsibly, and they believe that any attempt to keep them from going and supporting their loved ones and their accomplishments, especially when it can be done in a safe way, is really upsetting to them. And I think that's where the intensity of this pushback has come from. And hopefully, the governor makes the right decision and turns course on it.
What's going on in Lancaster? That's where you are, right, as far as reopening schools? Because I'll tell you, here in the Philadelphia area, we've only been able to identify so far two that are even offering 5 days a week as an option. How about in Lancaster?
Lancaster, and I can speak to my own boys who go to school here. We're seeing most of the options here involve, if you want your child to go virtual, you can choose to do that. But if you want your child to go to school, you can choose to do that as well. That tends to be the common theme. And all 16 of the school districts in Lancaster County have done a phenomenal job working together to come up with these plans. But they're literally giving people a choice. And if there's health and safety considerations as to why you don't want to send your child there, then you have an option. And that has been kind of the flavor from the school districts here.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. What have you chosen, but it's not too personal?
No, it's not. My boys absolutely want to go back. They need to go back. I feel very confident with the job that the schools put together in teaching them. And I got to be honest, you know, I have two boys and two stepgirls, and it was just a huge difference in terms of, you know, the two ones, and I hate to say it this way, the two that do better, right, in their education. I got to be careful how I say that. They tended to struggle a lot more doing a lot of the online education,
yes. Yeah.
While two others didn't. So, you know, but the biggest thing for me was the socialization with our kids. You know, I just saw just a dramatic increase in how upset they were about not being able to see friends, being around their peers, getting out of the house more. So I really believe that allowing them, these schools, to come up with a plan and these kind of options like they're doing in Lancaster County have been a benefit, because my boys want to go back and be back, and I'm excited for that.
Well, thank you. Please keep us in the loop. Let us know when the governor says thumbs up or thumbs down on what you're saying.
I appreciate it, Dom. Thank you for having me.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.